Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
More than 15,000 people across Ireland have now received their first COVID vaccine dose. The HSE Paul Reid has confirmed today, and another 20,000 should get it by the end of the week. On Drive Time before Christmas, you might remember when we asked listeners to send us their questions about the vaccine, many of you wanted to know whether it was safe for pregnant or breastfeeding women to get the vaccine. Well, a new guide has just been published today addressing all these questions that women in those categories might have. And to tell us more, I'm delighted to say we're joined by Dr. Cliona Murphy, who's chair of the Institute of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Dr. Cliona Murphy, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me.
Now, tell me, what do we know at this point about risks to pregnant women from COVID itself as opposed to the vaccine?
So pregnant women are at a similar risk to non-pregnant women of contracting COVID-19. And in fact, most pregnant women who are infected with COVID-19 will only experience mild to moderate symptoms. And we do know that the risk of passing COVID-19 onto the baby is low. So that should be reassuring for listeners. Mm-hmm. However, we do know that some women, pregnant women with symptomatic COVID-19, they may be more likely to be admitted to hospital. They may need care in an ICU. And internationally, we know there have been, unfortunately, women who've died when compared with non-pregnant women. Luckily, we haven't had anybody who died of COVID-19 in 2020 in Ireland. So we've been relatively lucky in that respect.
Yeah. So this guidance that you've issued today, it relates specifically to the Pfizer vaccine, which is the one that's being rolled out at the moment. Now, we got an awful lot of questions from listeners before Christmas when we had Killeen de Gascoigne and Professor Karina Butler in with us to answer various questions about the vaccine, but there was a little bit of confusion initially, wasn't there, about whether it would be recommended or not to pregnant women. What is the situation as of now?
So that was then, I suppose this is now, if you like. So the question is, like, are pregnant women able to get COVID-19 vaccine for starters? And the answer is yes. Pregnant women are not excluded from getting the COVID-19 vaccine. So neither the European Medicines Agency nor the Food and Drugs Administration listed pregnancy as a contraindication. And so a pregnancy test prior to vaccination is not required. The risk from mRNA vaccines, which is the type of vaccine, is thought to be very low due to the rapid breakdown of mRNA in the body. Mm-hmm. However, while we do know that the vaccine has been demonstrated to be very effective in clinical trials, they did not include specifically pregnant women in the clinical trials. So initially, I suppose there was an idea, would it not be offered to pregnant women at all? But obviously, you have to think about the pros and cons of that approach. And certainly a lot of professional groups, including our own, would have said, you know, there has to be the pregnant woman has to have some choice in this. And it may depend on specific circumstances. If one takes the vaccine, obviously, there could be protection. And it would seem, you know, very harsh to say pregnant health care workers are, you know, cannot have the vaccine while their peers do. Mm-hmm. So,
In terms of the pros and cons that you mentioned there, I think that you go through that in the Q&A in the guidance that's published today. And if I'm not mistaken, you're balancing the small unknown risks related to the vaccine against the serious risks associated with COVID-19.
Yes.
Is that done on a case-by-case basis, or can you do that for a category of people?
Well, I suppose there was a bit of confusion initially because pregnant women weren't prioritised separately, if you like. And I suppose the answer to that is not all pregnant, you know, pregnant women aren't a homogenous group. So we have pregnant women who are, you know, are doctors or nurses, healthcare workers or assistants working in care homes. And then others who may be working from home. So the specific circumstances people are in, you know, matter, if you like. So I suppose trying to give people options, and this is where, you know, the woman comes into it, and it's a shared decision-making model rather than you can or you can't. So one option would be, you know, get the COVID vaccine as soon as it's available in your occupational group as that comes up. And I suppose the thinking behind that would be, well, COVID-19 is dangerous and I've outlined the possibilities that can occur. and, you know, they could have admission or preterm birth, getting the vaccine would reduce the risk of getting severely unwell or getting complications, mm-hmm. and also reduce the risk of transmitting to others around you who could be other family or vulnerable family members.
Yeah. Can I ask you this question? And people might be wondering about getting the vaccine, and they might want to protect themselves, but also the baby. And is there a risk that I don't really know if this is a question that most pregnant women have, but is there a risk in that the baby in the womb would get COVID-19 if you follow?
No, there's no evidence for that. So we do know that other vaccines have been given in pregnancy, for example. This is not a live vaccine. So I think initially maybe people linked back to some vaccines that aren't recommended in pregnancy. Live vaccines are not recommended. So this is not a live vaccine. They're not expected to have any effects on the fetus at all. And the mRNA is rapidly broken down in the body. So it cannot become part of you or your baby's DNA. So I suppose that's the answer to that, if you like.
There is another question about breastfeeding. If you have a baby and you're breastfeeding, is it safe to get the vaccine?
Yes, absolutely. There's little data, again, I have to say there's little data, but there's no theoretical risk from these vaccines. And if remnants, for example, get into breast milk, they would be digested in the baby's stomach. Otherwise, we'd be giving vaccines orally to people if it was that easy. But there may actually be a benefit to breastfeeding mothers, where if they get the vaccine stimulates their body to produce antibodies. The antibodies make it into the milk and give the baby partial protection. Mm-hmm. So there may be a benefit. We will have more evidence when more and more people are vaccinated, and the trials that include pregnant and breastfeeding women, which are ongoing at the moment, we'll have hard data on that. But I would reassure anybody who is breastfeeding, they should not be declined the vaccine.
Okay. Can I ask you another one that we had an awful lot of people text the programme on before Christmas? It relates to the impact on fertility. Do we know if the COVID vaccines have any impact at all on fertility?
So, again, this is where, you know, data comes into it. But we do know from animal studies, which are always done in these, there seems to be no impact on fertility. So the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, again, they cannot become part of your baby's DNA. There are some of these myths that go up on Facebook, and this occurs with all vaccines, where, you know, they tell men their fertility is going to be affected, you know, they'll have no sperm, all of these myths. But in fact, we do know of things already that affect fertility that are much more common, and that's smoking, drinking, all of these things affect fertility. We've no evidence that mm-hmm. this vaccine affects fertility. So,
As I say, the guidance that you've issued today is relates to the Pfizer vaccine. We know the Moderna vaccine is on the way, supplies of it. Are you going to issue another separate guidance on that?
I suppose it wasn't, when we were preparing this, it hadn't gone through yet. So we've just specifically kept to the Pfizer vaccine. But we'll update it once we have the Moderna in Ireland. You know, so we expect it really not to change that much. But there may be a little bit more information on both to update by then in any case.
Okay.
But, you know, theoretically, I don't think that there will be much change in the advice. Yeah.
Okay. Just in relation to the clinical trials for this vaccine, were no pregnant women recruited for clinical trials? What was the issue there?
So no pregnant women were deliberately recruited. This is common. And in fact, some would say, you know, for many years, women weren't even recruited in trials. And a lot of cardiovascular drugs, you know, involved, you know, fit, healthy males. So there is a bias there, if you like, in trials. However, it's just generally the first trials tend to be healthy enough adults. For COVID, they did obviously increase the age range because it was important to know the efficacy, if you like, with the older ages. But they did, you know, exclude pregnant and breastfeeding women. However, there are trials ongoing that include them. Now, interestingly, there were a few inadvertently included, if I might say, 11 in one group and 12 in the other. But that was maybe people whose pregnancy test became positive just after the vaccine, or they were unaware at the time. And so far, we've very little, the very small numbers compared to the 20,000 that were vaccinated. So, yeah.
Can I ask you if this is causing anxiety among pregnant women that you're dealing with, that you're seeing, are they kind of perturbed about whether to get the vaccine or not?
Well, I would say it was causing concern among healthcare workers who, you know, who felt that they might be excluded if they were breastfeeding. And there's quite a few people in our health service that may be breastfeeding at home in the evening, at night, and to think that they would be excluded, seemed unfair. So that, I think it's been reassuring, you know, that they're not. And again, that we have this information for healthcare workers. I suppose I've had conversations with patients, and they are very much shared decision making, and people who feel that their risk of exposure is high and they're in the health service are keen to have it when it's available. And then some who say, well, they're working from home, they're seeing very few people, that they might just wait, not that they wouldn't get it, but they might just wait for a little bit more information. Mm-hmm. And that's perfectly valid decision for both of those people.
There's a question here from a listener who says, it's a little ambiguous from my point of view. The listener says, if you were thinking of getting pregnant, should you wait? Now, I don't know if he or she means, she obviously gets, should you wait and not get pregnant, or should you wait and not get the vaccine?
Okay, well, that was a question that came out first when the COVID pandemic was, arrived, and we didn't know really very much. Should we be saying to people to avoid pregnancy? And that's easier said than done. I think not everybody has the luxury or the ability to defer pregnancy just like that. So what we would say is you do not need to leave any interval after having the vaccine and starting to try to conceive or have fertility treatment. Sometimes if somebody is having fertility treatment, they might want to have the course completed. And the reason for that is we do know there are some side effects, known side effects with the vaccine. And the second dose can give you a temperature, a sore arm, a few side effects that can be unpleasant. And generally, we wouldn't like fever in the, what we call the first trimester, so early pregnancy. We like to avoid fever there because it's not sometimes doesn't have a good side effect. So,
okay.
But, you know, there's no such thing where somebody has to leave a long interval, months or anything like that,
Okay.
And I suppose if one other thing, if for example somebody got the first dose and then found they were pregnant, 3 weeks later they actually found they were pregnant, we would advise they can still get the second dose, but maybe defer it till after 14 weeks,
Okay. And that's the optimal time, is it, 14 weeks in the pregnancy?
Yes, again, we're just trying to avoid the first trimester, and we do know there's a higher risk of miscarriage anyway in the first trimester, and it just complicates matters for people, and they also, it's a time of high anxiety, so it is just better to leave it for the first trimester. It's also the time where the baby is developing.
And that guidance is quite clear. Look, we'll leave it there. Dr. Cliona Murphy, Chair of the Institute of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, thanks very much indeed for joining us this evening.